Publico del Cordes. It's a great kind of a juicy metaphor for us, the idea of a republic, a nation of string players, string listeners, you know, people that are just into this kind of music who whose imaginary borders, you know, extend through and beyond all other imaginary borders. Extend through and beyond the other imaginary borders, which extend through and beyond some of the real borders that some like ridge lines and watersheds and coastlines and you know the edge of the atmosphere, things like that. Those are real borders. The other stuff is just stuff that we make up that usually it's kind of fun. I don't know. Anyway, our noble banner of the Republic flies nobly behind us. Well, so here to just kind of amplify that whole idea and have a good time. And maybe do a little tour around the general, you know, the area of the Republic. We're going to go out into the provinces of the Republic and see what's going on out there in string band land. Let's do another tune and then I'll get everybody introduced, because we should probably know each other at least by the end of this show, because I know that you guys speak for me. Also, Eric, could I have a little less overall volume in this speaker right here? That would really help. Thank you. So let's start with something close to home. Actually, let's start, and then orbit out. Let's see, the first two numbers, that very first number that we played featuring Sarah was a piece that takes about as long to play as it does to melt the tea kettle, kind of a commemorative piece about melting your tea kettle. That weird coincidence that it is, it's actually called Melt the Tea Kettle. And then the next one was actually the first, the one we just played was the very first tune on our new, brand new CD release, which you might have seen as you came in there. That's one of the reasons why we're out here also, is to flog that CD. And it's called When You Go, and it was written by our illustrious guitarist, who you will learn more about after you play this next tune, which comes from an amazing fiddle player who is an all-Ireland fiddle champion, just an amazing Celtic fiddle stylist and tune writer, Irish fiddle player supreme, and of course she happens to be from Chicago, Illinois, just kind of stands to reason, I guess. Anyway, so yeah, it's kind of a multi-national kind of thing. This is a tune that we like a lot. We've sort of managed to remove all the Celtic content from it, but it's still a wonderful tune. It's called Lust and the Loop.